The sculptor Geoffrey Cory returned from Paris to his native land and settled in a cottage on the coast south of Innsmouth. A strange blue clay washed ashore after a depth bomb had been dropped. The sculptor took the clay and sculpted a sculpture of the sea goddess, the image of which appeared to him in his dreams. Cory had relatives in town, the Marsh family, who led a secluded life. People said the Marches were different from ordinary people. It was rumored that the men of the family took women from the deep sea tribe as their wives. They liked to swim in the sea for long periods of time, and whoever started gossiping about them disappeared without a trace. An interlocutor at the bar told Cory that Jethro Marsh had gills and lived in the sea. Then he noticed strange scars on the sculptor's neck and quickly left. Cory began to dream of relatives, and then he went to the ocean shore, where he was last seen.